Hello and welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out, share it with you, and I pray for the nations and the people indicated for the following week. This week we will begin with Nigeria, and we'll also be using the 2013 Persecuted Church Global Report that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs to update you on the countries themselves, not just the persecution that's going on there. In Nigeria, at least 12 Christians were killed in Christmas Eve church attacks in northern Nigeria. 15 others were murdered in their sleep on December 28th. Boko Haram militants are suspected in both cases. On Christmas Eve, gunmen opened fire during a time of prayer at the Church of Christ in Nations in Jiri Village, Yobe Province, killing 5 worshippers and the pastor. The attackers also set the church on fire, and several other Christians were seriously injured. On the same night, a deacon and 5 other Christians were killed at the First Baptist Church in Maiduguri, Borno State. 4 days later, attackers invaded the homes of Christians in Musari outside Maiduguri and slit the throats of 15 Christians during the early morning hours. A number of Christians had moved to the Musari area to flee violence in Maiduguri. This is the 3rd consecutive year that Christians in the north have been violently attacked during the Christmas season. Churches in northern Nigeria were nearly empty on Christmas Day. So what's up with Nigeria? Let me tell you what's going on from that global report. Many non-Muslims in northern and central Nigeria live in an environment of chronic discrimination and constant tension that periodically erupts into violence. Sectarian violence has resulted in 50,000 deaths since 1999, when 1/3 of Nigeria's states implemented Islamic law, or Sharia. Greed and corruption consume all levels of the government, which faces the growing challenge of a country breaking apart along religious and ethnic lines. 51.3% of Nigeria's people are Christian, 45.1% are Muslim. Islam is the official religion. President Goodluck Jonathan is in charge. In January 2012, more than 100 Christians were killed in a single day of coordinated attacks after the Muslim extremist group Boko Haram warned Christians to leave the north or face the consequences. Religious riots are common in northern Nigeria. Churches, mosques, schools, homes, government buildings and businesses are burned and destroyed by angry rioters during these outbreaks of violence, which often involve both sides. Recently, nominal Christians have retaliated with their own brutal attacks. Christians in northern Nigeria complain of discrimination by the Muslim-controlled government. In some cases, young women are kidnapped, compelled to convert to Islam, and forcibly married to Muslim men. VOM provides medical care for riot victims and job training for widows and other affected Christians. You need to pray for Nigeria. In the Philippines, a VOM worker narrowly escaped injury on December 26 when a roadside bomb exploded directly in front of his vehicle. The windshield and rear window were busted, and the right side of the vehicle received damage. But the VOM worker and passengers were unharmed. A motorcycle taxi driver in front of the VOM truck was killed in the blast. The bombing is thought to be related to ongoing violence by Muslim separatists in the Philippines. "Praise God for his protection," wrote the worker. The Moro Islamic Liberation Front on the island of Mindanao recently signed an agreement with the Philippine government in which the MILF was granted autonomy over more of the island. However, the agreement has not stopped the violence. Christians are specifically targeted by the MILF and other Muslim extremists that seek to rid the region of non-Muslims. There is no section in the global report about the Philippines because by and large the Philippines is not a problem, but that section called Mindanao, one island, is indeed causing problems for the body of Christ. In Indonesia, a long beleaguered church in Indonesia faced harassment once again during their Christmas services as members of the Philadelphia Batak Christian Protestant Church walked toward their church property during a Christmas Eve procession prior to the service. A mob pelted them with eggs and other items. The FBCP's church property was confiscated and sealed by local authorities several months ago, but the Supreme Court ordered authorities to stop sealing off the property. Local officials have ignored the order. When the church again tried to meet on Christmas Day, attackers hurled excrement and bags of urine at the congregation. In the Global Report of Indonesia, we find the following. Indonesia has the largest Muslim population in the world, and the fourth largest population overall. By law, Indonesians may choose to follow any of five religions, including Christianity. In practice, however, Muslims receive preferential treatment. Islamic radicalism has increased in Indonesia and leading to sectarian violence and terrorism. Muslims control 80.3% of the country. That is, there are 80.3% of the people that are Muslim. 15.9% are Christian. Islam being the main religion, the official religion, and the president is Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Recently, local governments have closed evangelical churches and imposed restrictions on church expansion. In addition, extremists have forcibly closed churches, sometimes with the tacit approval of local or provincial officials. Under a joint ministerial decree issued in 1969 and revised in 2006, all religious groups in Indonesia must apply for permits to establish and operate places of worship. In practice, only non-Muslims must comply. Part of this law stipulates that a majority of neighbors in the area must agree to a church's existence. Permission is sometimes denied, and some previously approved churches have been closed after complaints from Muslims. VOM provides ministry tools to evangelists and supports orphans who lost their parents during widespread attacks on Christian villages from 1999 to 2003. Pakistan, during the Christmas holiday, an evangelist in Pakistan was accused of blasphemy. Because of the seriousness of the charge, he was forced to flee the country for a short time. In the past, such charges have led to lengthy trials, imprisonments, or both. Please pray for him and his family. My friends, we've got a lot of praying to do, don't we? Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area coordinator for VOM, this is not an official VOM presentation. Now, just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a VOM rep willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. Just email me at diakonos3, D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S, and then the number 3, @gmail.com. I'll be sure to get it set up for you. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.